Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the TLIC podcast. I'm the director, Dr. Gary Ackerman. Today we're going to dive into a thought-provoking question. Are human and artificial intelligences fundamentally different, or are they simply different expressions of the same underlying concept? For centuries, the game chess has been the pinnacle of human intellect, with world chess champions like Garry Kasparov recognized for their brilliance. But then computers entered the scene and began to challenge and eventually surpass human capabilities in this game. In 1997, IBM's computer Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov in a landmark match. This event prompted a critical question. If a machine can outperform a human in a task that thought to require intelligence, what does that say about the nature of intelligence itself? The Turing test, which is a thought experiment where a human interrogator tries to distinguish between a human and a computer based on their responses, gives further signals to human intelligence. It was named after Alan Turing, the mathematician and early computer scientist from England. The idea is that if a computer can successfully imitate human conversations, then it can be considered intelligent. One of the earliest examples that this question was being answered by computers was the program ELIZA, which could simulate natural language processing. It seems that with every test, like chess or the Turing test, we are coming to a more sophisticated understanding of intelligence. It can be reasoned that now we must consider a global perspective on intelligence, how it has evolved, and how it's expressed. It represents a familiar hierarchy of human development that progresses from data to information to knowledge to intelligence and finally to the top of the pyramid, wisdom. While it seems education and growth have developed along this hierarchy, the development of human intelligence has not progressed since ancient times. While it is clear that humans have become more adept at problem solving in general, especially within the last 50 years or so, and we have acquired more knowledge, the ability of humans to learn and think is relatively unchanged. What is not unchanged is the level and the degree to which technologies are used to help humans think. An example of how technology has helped humans think is the example of expert systems, and these can be traced back to the 1980s. These systems use a set of rules and logic to solve problems. More recent examples of artificial intelligence that rely on pattern recognition and neural networks show both the powers and the limitations of computers. For instance, while computers excel at processing large amounts of data and recognizing patterns within that data, they don't always do it in the same way that humans do. Human pattern recognition is very reliant on memory, and it's often incomplete. For this reason, artificial neural networks are, at this time at least, fundamentally different from human neural networks. To understand AI today, we must differentiate weak and strong AI. Weak AI is designed to perform specific tasks like driving a car or playing chess, and while they may appear intelligent, they do not actually understand or think in the same way that a human does. Strong AI, on the other hand, would possess a broader, more general intelligence that could learn and adapt to new situations. Ultimately, our understanding of AI comes down to the problem of measuring intelligence. While there are methods to evaluate things like knowledge, problem solving, and reasoning, it's much harder to measure qualities like wisdom, which is a part of intelligence. The question of how these two intelligences, human and artificial, will ultimately converge and diverge will have important implications for the future of life and work. Hey everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of the Teaching Learning Innovation Center podcast. Make sure to listen for future episodes and take a listen to our past ones as well. We'll see you now.